Whole Foods Market announced this week that it's closing 9 of its stores. The organic grocery chain is in the middle of its worst sales slump since 2008, and it's trying to fend off competition from mainstream grocery stores. Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News, and he joins us now from the Bloomberg Newsroom there in New York City. Mike, welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Peter. Thanks for having me.
So Whole Foods has about 440 locations in the United States. It's going to shut down 9 of them in the next few months. Not a lot, but it's significant. What's the problem?
Yeah, so for a long time, Whole Foods was the go-to place for organic food. But lately, more mainstream supermarkets, places like Kroger and Walmart, have made a very aggressive effort to sell more organic products, and obviously at a much cheaper price. And at the same time, all supermarkets have been hit with a bout of food deflation for more than a year now. In other words, the cost of food bought at supermarkets has been falling. And this is partly because of low oil prices, low grain prices, and again, that cutthroat competition from discounters. So it's a very aggressive, competitive environment right now for companies like Whole Foods.
Yeah, and it feels almost strange to mention a name like Walmart in the same breath as Whole Foods, because for so many years they were so different. Are they actually attracting the same customers now?
Well, the analysts say there definitely is a bit of competition that is hurting Whole Foods. I don't think it's the exact same shopper profile, but, you know, there is enough overlap there that it's hurting them.
Hmm. Whole Foods has also been opening up new stores. It's got this budget brand, 365. How's that going?
So far, there's only a handful of these. There's three locations open on the West Coast. They also did announce this week that they had signed leases for 365 stores in Brooklyn and Oakland, California. They said they're optimistic about the growth potential for this discount store, but they want to see how this next round of stores performs before they get more aggressive in really ramping up the chain nationwide.
So they've had this reputation of having the nickname of Whole Paycheck, but maybe something like these stores is trying to do away with that.
Yeah, they definitely want to go after more cost-conscious shoppers with the 365 format. And this store format also has a very high-tech way of managing the inventory on the store shelves. So they're looking at that too and then expanding that into the other stores. Really, you know, several efforts to try to keep the price points down. But as John McKay, the co-CEO, said on their conference call, he said, we're not trying to be the cheapest, but we are trying to be very strategic about prices and try to get them down a little bit.
So does this scale back, do you think, big picture, Mike, say anything about what the future of Whole Foods looks like? Should Whole Foods fans be concerned that there's more trouble down the road, or will this solve some of their problems?
This will solve some of them. I mean, I definitely think they were a little over aggressive in their expansion plans, and they are struggling with this competition. So, you know, it is a pretty interesting time for them to really rise to this challenge and you know, as you said, get rid of that whole paycheck reputation that they're, you know, have earned over the years, and we'll see. It's a difficult time for them, for sure.
Yeah. Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thanks, as always.
Thank you, Peter.